Before hit TV shows like The Office satirized corporate culture, there was Dilbert. The comic strip rose to fame in the 1990s and was syndicated in thousands of newspapers before its cancellation in 2023 after racist comments from its creator. Scott Adams died on Tuesday at age 68 of prostate cancer. NPR's Rachel Treisman has this remembrance.
Scott Adams always knew he wanted to be a cartoonist. When he was just 11 years old, he filled out an application to a correspondence class called the Famous Artist School, as he told NPR in 1996.
It turns out, as they explained in their rejection letter, that you have to be at least 12 years old to be a famous cartoonist.
So Adams turned to more practical pursuits. He worked at a bank and then spent nearly a decade at the phone service company Pacific Bell. That's where he started drawing Dilbert, a composite of his coworkers. With his round glasses, upturned tie, and scheming pet dog, Dilbert navigates challenges like corporate buzzwords and boring meetings.
He endures the same office stupidity in politics and absurdities that most people who work in cubicle environments endure.
Dilbert made his newspaper debut in 1989. 6 years later, Adams traded his own cubicle for full-time cartooning. But he kept his grasp on office culture, thanks to the hundreds of reader emails he got every day, as he told NPR in 2002.
A lot of disgruntled people are only too happy to send me email and hope that I will embarrass their boss on their behalf.
At its peak, Dilbert ran in some 2,000 newspapers. It spawned books, a video game, and two seasons of an animated sitcom in the late 1990s, all in the snarky spirit of the strip. Here's Dilbert's pointy-haired boss.
You have my full support to fix the problem, unless it involves any sort of resources or decisions or effort on my part.
Adams also published numerous novels and nonfiction books. He had a blog and a YouTube talk show. Adams started to share increasingly controversial opinions about men's rights, the Holocaust, and race.
As you know, I've been identifying as black for a while, years now, because I like to be on the winning team.
In 2023, Dilbert was dropped by its distributor and dozens of newspapers after Adams made other racist comments. After years of relatable humor, Adams lost much of his audience. He later said being canceled had only helped his brand. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.